at home.
Happy 84th birthday, GBC.
What am I? There is
less I see.
Do you feel lucky?
Punk. There's vomit on his sweater already. Mom's spaghetti. He's nervous without a service. He looks calm and ready to drop bomb. But he keeps on forgetting what he wrote down. The whole crowd goes so loud. He opens his mouth, but the words won't come out. He's choking now. Everybody's something. I don't know that part.
Welcome to GVEC Unplugged, a podcast made by employees for employees. Hear interviews and discussions with coworkers. Stay informed about GVEC news and projects and catch up on the latest happenings at the co-op. And more. Let's get started.
Welcome to the GVEC Unplugged podcast. This is the last one for 2022, and this mystery episode has all of our favorite things: comedy, drama, and action. It also has a lot of info you may know, or maybe you don't, in this no-nonsense episode, plus bonus content from Darren Schauer. Today, we're in studio with our podcast producers team. I'm Sherry Johnson, HR representative.
I'm Carly, your favorite recruiter.
I'm Shelby, your social media specialist.
And I'm Gunner, communication specialist. I am Groot. I am Gunner, communication specialist.
He's Gunner.
So let's kick it off by wrapping up what 2022 was like for the podcast this year. What do y'all think?
Are we done with the year already? Is that what we're talking about?
Over.
Like 2020, like we already gone through finale. 2 years since the pandemic.
That blows my mind.
Yes.
Let that marinate for a minute. Crazy. What year are we going into?
Special 2023, I guess.
I'm not even used to writing 2022 on my papers yet.
Literally today I was like packing something in my lunch to make sure it wasn't expired, and it said 2023, and I was like, oh no, it's expired, and I was like, oh wait, it's 2022 still.
Yeah, that's horrible. I didn't think I'd still be alive. Crazy.
Wow.
We're in the future already. So we're ending the 2022 year. We talked about how crazy that sounds, knowing that we're literally in the pandemic of 2020, and now we're about to celebrate Christmas by the time this podcast goes out. What are some of your Christmas traditions, Sherry?
We always have a surf and turf feast on Christmas Eve. So it's all about the steak and crab legs and shrimp.
Well, I've never heard anybody do
that. That sounds good. I want Christmas at your house.
That's what I'm saying.
Christmas at Sherry's, everybody.
Come on over. Give me a head count so I know how much to make.
That's fun. I'll be there.
Carly? Carl's Barkley?
We really like Mexican food, so we'll have like tamales, your typical rice and beans, chili, so you can make like Frito pie or just like put the chili on top of the tamales. But like, we only eat tamales during Christmas.
Yeah.
Crazy.
So good. And also, we did have a tradition where we opened like one gift on Christmas Eve.
We used to do that too growing up.
Yeah.
One still do gift?
That. What happened to that?
Yeah.
Because you'd open one gift and then,
yeah. Yeah. It's like a, because you're so excited. So they're like, okay, you get one and you just pick a random gift. Yeah.
Although One gift.
Although I do designate which ones my kids get to open now.
Yeah.
Because it's their pajamas. And now they know that. So they get
one gift. Oh, that's cute.
I have to remember which box it
is. Do you open them on the night before?
I think this is a culture thing because every one of my family members, every one of the family members we visit on Christmas Eve, we open up all of them. Mm. We only.
And what do you do on Christmas morning?
Those are the, I don't know about y'all's Christmas traditions, but we have this thing called Santa in ours, and he delivers gifts from Santa the next day.
What happens when Santa doesn't exist anymore?
He does.
He still does.
Oh. He still brings gifts.
He lives on. Oh. So another one.
He lives on.
You haven't told the rest of yours, but we put gifts under the tree as soon as they're wrapped, and they just start to, you know, stack up or whatever, and Santa brings one gift, and it's always the thing they wanted most. Yes. Mm-hmm. And it's not wrapped. So Christmas Eve you get one gift, and then Christmas morning you come out and like your one big gift is there.
Then
you get to unwrap the rest, of course.
That's fun. We used to do the thing of tamales like on Christmas Eve, but we've been doing Christmas in Colorado since my brother lives there now, and so I don't know if there's not tamales there. We don't know how to access them. So our meal is just like really random. It's usually something good like steak or whatever. But now we don't have a tradition. We just wing it.
I don't like tamales. Shocker. Yeah, I guess 1 year when I was a kid, I ate too many of them, and then that didn't sit well, and now I have a dislike for tamales. Have you seen that meme? The video still from the movie Ghost, where yes. they're doing the pottery, but they replaced it with them making tamales.
I love that.
It's that season.
So I did the same thing, but with pumpkin pie. Like
you
we
made
went
it with Patrick Swayze.
Okay, no, get out. You're also not invited because hello, you don't like tamales.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Rude. I just don't. But I mean, they're all right. They're good with really like mayonnaise is. And ketchup. Oh. And I'm just kidding.
Gross.
I'm just kidding. I knew that would get a rise out of you.
Although at the football game.
Ketchup is good.
And Gonzalez, my husband was going to get snacks or whatever. I said, bring me back a hot dog. And he came back with tamales. I was like, this is what
I'm
that.
Sorry.
This is why I married
that
you.
Needs to be a new concession stand yes. food. What?
So it was. Now it's a staple.
Heck yeah.
Tamales.
Okay.
I'm there for
petition
that.
To start a food truck. That is tamales.
These were just like the band kids selling them.
That's dope.
Wow. That sounds delicious right
they seem
now.
Legit, too.
Like, I'm hungry.
So we're wrapping up this year. You're going to hear this right before Christmas. What are your traditions? Let us know in the comments. I keep saying that, but no one's going
like
to comment.
Like what comments?
I don't know.
Where? Just, like where are these comments?
Just email me your traditions.
DM us at CarlyRenee1185. You can find us on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook.
Yammer.
We did a full year of podcast already. I can't believe it. Round of applause. What was y'all's favorite podcast?
I'll kick it off. Okay. I liked it was the first one, the Get It Together episode. We brought in a guest expert and had her paired nicely with our host, Shelby.
Hi, that's me.
Yeah.
The most unorganized person was hosting the Organize It podcast.
Yeah. That was by design.
Yeah.
Right.
It was good. I learned a lot that day.
Mm-hmm. What'd you learn?
That our production was unorganized, as it is today.
Yeah. Organizing is good, period.
Sometimes. So I did pick a clip to play, but also my big takeaway from the episode was she said just to keep it simple. So, you know, whatever system works for you, but basically just having less stuff, that's the best approach.
Less is more.
Yeah.
So this is Sherry's favorite clip from the episode Get It Together with host Shelby Mueller.
Unorganized people know where their things are.
Yeah. Because how I felt. Yeah. I was like, I know
I knew
where
it
this
was
is.
There.
Yeah.
Yeah. So they do know where their things are. And when it is put into a box,
yeah,
you still can't find it. But it does trigger you to like, oh, where was that? You know, you move something where they knew it was and mm-hmm. yeah, then they have the meltdown.
Yep.
Oh, so did you find
yeah,
it?
Yeah, I did find it. And then I put it under my desk, but under my desk is my trash can. And so facilities was like, oh, that's obviously a pile of trash. And so they threw it in the dumpster. And so then I had to go get it.
Oh, in the dumpster. But you found it?
I did find it. Yeah.
That's the best.
Wow, I forgot all about that. That seemed like a lifetime ago.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What did we learn from that episode?
Honestly, it made me feel better about myself because other people have too many papers.
True. I just put it on my computer now.
Have you seen Shelby's laptop, desktop?
No, but if you go back and listen to this episode, they talk about
I haven't fixed
desktop.
That yet.
That was a great episode. We learned absolutely everything, but applied nothing.
Yes.
But Casey's for hire, so there's still hope.
She's out of what?
Gonzalez.
Gonzalez, that's right. That's right.
So if this is part of your new year's resolution or something, check her out.
Come and organize it.
There you go.
Thank you for sharing, Sherry. I'm glad you enjoyed that. What about you, Carls?
My favorite podcast of the entire year was our generational podcast. I don't remember the exact name of it, but it was such a fun podcast to produce, to record, bring in different people from the cooperative. My absolute favorite part of the podcast in particular was the Neil Armstrong question. I can strongly relate with Tammy Thompson. Maybe we'll talk about this after we play the recording.
So this was a game show between millennials, boomers,
Gen X,
and Gen Z. And we found out that Gen X cheats.
Yes.
Yeah, Tammy cheated. We just needed to
Millennials are superior.
No, millennials kept playing the game.
Millennials are superior.
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 And Gen Z.
Don't be salty, Sherry.
Sure, your generation cheated.
I'm a
your generation don't Googled the answers.
And Gen Z just came along for the ride.
And the boomers.
Oh, the boomers. I mean, he was very, his stories are very interesting. But as far as trivia goes, he just couldn't keep up with us, man. Maybe next time, boomers.
Also, Adam messed up the song.
Confidently Wrong.
Confidently Wrong on Fleetwood
Mac. Yes.
What was it?
Because he said friends only.
It's supposed to say players.
Players.
Only.
Yeah.
Sorry, Adam. This line.
It's one small step for man.
Please don't tell me it was Tammy again.
I hope that I'm smart. One giant leap for mankind.
For one bonus point, name who said it.
Oh, I knew you were going to ask me that.
Armstrong.
Armstrong.
I need more than that.
I know it. Okay. Armstrong.
Adam.
Neil Armstrong.
Neil Armstrong. 1 point for Tammy, 1 point for millennials. See? Millennials. Superior. Tammy was just like trying so, I could hear the gears just cranking in her head. It was hilarious.
That was so funny.
That was like we need to do that like every year.
And also the intro was really fun too.
Yeah, we definitely need next year to like have some executives on there, like, or even Darren. See if we can get him on there.
He would for sure.
That'd be so fun.
Sounds like a challenge.
Yeah, let's do it.
See if he accepts.
What did you take away from that podcast?
Tammy and I are very similar because we had a lot of similar answers.
Yeah.
But I died at the Neil Armstrong one because I think I said Luke. I think whenever y'all were originally asking me the questions, I said like Luke Armstrong. And then there was like one other Armstrong that I listed. Not Neil.
Neil Armstrong, yeah.
There's Luke Armstrong. I don't know where I got those. Yeah, Livestrong. But yeah, and then the other funny one was the Tom Hanks.
Yes, the Forrest Gump.
Yes.
Oh, that's when that was your coming out party. That was like the first time we heard you on the podcast.
Can you do a quote for us, please?
Absolutely, Shelby.
Thank you.
Thank you, Carly.
Lieutenant Dan, you got new legs.
There you go. Perfect. So now I saw that the other day and I was like, oh yeah, Carly, that's her favorite line.
It is.
Good. You got legs.
Yes, and Tammy also said the quote.
Yep.
That's my boat.
That was a very good podcast.
Yeah, that was really fun.
Where can we find these podcasts, Shelby?
Well, wherever you listen to podcasts. So there's Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Castos. What are the other places?
You can also find a link to the podcast on ADP.
There you go.
Yeah.
Listen up to our podcast, GVC staff. They are a hoot.
Absolutely. I also, what I liked about that one is there was a lot of prep to it. So employees got to engage beforehand, even if you weren't on the podcast.
Oh yeah. We had a lot of engagement, a lot of comments and feedback from the survey. It was hilarious going through those.
We like when y'all participate. It makes it fun. Absolutely.
For sure.
And Gunner came up with the first, infographic thing.
Oh yeah.
What do you call those?
Like a flyer.
Marketing collateral.
Digital flyer.
Marketing 101.
Yeah.
Did we put our pictures on there? Yeah, we did. We did. And all these are available to listen to online. So get to listening, folks. I had my personal favorite this year, and it was from the Side Hustle, where we talked to some employees at GVC that do side gigs. We had John Schrader, who did his ham radios. We had Henrietta, who did DoorDash. And we had Ali Hernandez, who did those balloon sculpture things on the side. So she did that for,
and then Sherry events. Tends to her farm.
Oh yeah, and Sherry was the host on that one. Excellent host, where she talked about how she manages her farm. E-I-E-I-O. Here's my favorite clip from that episode.
This you have to be licensed for through the FCC.
Okay, you
go out, you take a test. There's three levels. There used to be six or seven, but they finally combined some. Morse code is no longer a requirement, so for those that are scared of the code is no more. Hmm. It is still there. You can use it, but it's not a requirement. But
we know we're getting desperate if we're resorting to Morse code. And then no one would know what they're saying. So
you'd be amazed. We actually have computers will actually decode that for you now.
Is that right?
So you can almost set your phone there if you can find the right decoder by the speaker, and you can get pretty much most of it. So
Yeah, that was my favorite clip from that podcast, that the conversation between Sherry and John about how vast this community is on the ham radio things. And he talked about like how you have to be careful what you say in regards to talking to people from foreign countries. The Morse code thing was fun, like really interesting to me, because what he said at the end there, like there's apps now that can decode it for you. So a lot of this stuff that he talked about is a lost art, man. And we're all going to need this one day. Let's say if, like, I don't know, a giant solar flare knocks out all communications, you're only going to be able to talk ham radio.
And I honestly forgot a lot of what he said. So I was there.
He has so much knowledge on that, and he's so passionate. It was really exciting to learn about it.
But along with solar flares, good segue into the last episode we did. It could be an alien encounter.
Who knows?
Or we have to go to Morse code.
Or Bigfoot.
Yes.
Not that he's going to knock out all communication, but you never know.
So that was Shelby's favorite episode, correct?
Yes. So I picked, what did we call this episode? I call it like the conspiracies podcast, because we
out of this world.
Out of this world. So it talks about aliens and a lot of conspiracy theories, a few spooky stories from our guests and our hosts.
So that was on the Out of This World podcast with Rachel Rendon and AJ Lada, with guest host
Gunnar Gandu.
That's me.
And Gunnar told a really crazy alien story. So highly recommend that clip, but it was too long because he's very wordy, you know. So I picked the Denver Airport conspiracy theory. Also, I really liked the intro to this one. Gunnar made it, and it is phenomenal.
Yeah, sometimes when I'm creative, creative stuff. Oh, this intro?
Yeah.
I just had it ready to go.
Entertainment purposes only. For our listeners out there.
Spooky.
Here is all true accounts. We don't want to infringe on your ideals.
Shit.
So in the end, what you believe is yours to decide.
Actually, Sherry wrote that amazing script for that intro.
Welcome.
It was like a collab.
You had the delivery.
And
yeah.
Shelby had the idea for the sound. Like, it's a collaboration, man. It's what we do. So, all right, here we go. What's the Denver airport? I've never heard this theory.
So, basically, it's a creepy airport to begin with.
Yeah.
But
I've been there. I stopped over there like a year ago.
So, you know, when you're driving in.
Devil's Sanctuary. It's built on top of something. So, it's like maybe your Indian burial ground, and then like tunnels, but then also like buildings, like underground.
Wow.
We don't know if it's like houses. People think that it's like for the wealthy, like when the apocalypse happens, that they're just going to like fly to Denver. Also, it's like unusually large. Like, it's way larger than it needs to be, and it's way out in the middle of nowhere.
Wow.
Like,
is this Gargoyle?
Gargoyle?
Oh my God.
Everywhere. Yeah. When you're driving in, you have that big blue horse with the red eyes.
Uh-huh.
So that was actually carved by some artist in El Paso. And right when he completed it, it fell on him and killed him.
Yeah.
Wow.
And they still decided to put it up like a month later. And so it just looks really creepy. And then if you go inside the airport, there's a bunch of weird pictures.
You have to listen to the rest of it.
AJ and Rachel had some wild stories, but the Denver airport, I had no idea about.
Yeah,
I've been there once, I think.
Me too.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a fun one.
And I don't know how to say gargoyle. Yeah, that was a very interesting topic we were talking about. After that, I went home and Googled it and YouTubed a bunch of stuff, and I was like, wow. Had I known all that was there when I went, I would have definitely sought it out.
Yeah, paid more attention.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
It makes complete sense that they would have something like this for the elite. I'm just saying. Mm-hmm. I'm not wearing any tinfoil hats or anything like we had in the promo.
In the promo.
But, I mean, that does make sense. What was your favorite part of that?
You said it, Gunnar.
Thank you.
I don't know. I love listening to stories like that. But whenever it comes to like watching a documentary on that, like I am scared. I'm scared of everything. I can listen to it, like I said, on a podcast, but
yeah,
it just freaks me out if I see like a picture of something and then you can't like unsee it. But I just enjoyed listening to all the stories that they had and like experiences that even you, Gunnar, like when you were in Hawaii.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. And that.
Oh,
that
by the way, I lived in Hawaii.
Flex.
By the by.
We had such a great year recording these podcasts. I can't wait to start next year. But as of right now, we don't have any topics for 2023. So if you guys out there listening have some great ideas for some topics, shoot us an email. How can they contact us, Shelby or Sherry?
They can contact us by emailing us at gvcunplugged@gvc.org. And to listen to our podcast, you can go to anywhere where you listen to podcasts, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts. You can also go to Castos, our GVC Unplugged link that we send out every podcast.
Where else?
On our ADP homepage. Reach out to us if you'd like to be a special guest on one of our episodes.
And now it's rapid fire time.
So basically, GVC was in the streets at the GVC offices asking questions. So
she was doing trivia. At which offices?
I did the walk and then Seguin customer service.
Gotcha. Who was in there?
Casey Bowes, Justin Bowes, Kevin Beavers, GIS, and Eric Maddox.
Okay.
Kevin Beavers, lineman, walk.
Justin Bowes, lineman, walk.
Eric Maddox, project coordinator.
Casey Bowes, project coordinator.
I am also here with GIS, and I have
Deanna, Henrietta,
Braxton.
Sounds like an English villain.
We love him.
Braxton, $1 million. I'm just kidding.
The first part sounded like.
Yeah, I agree, Sherry.
Yes.
I saw a moth fly away when she
Monday night.
The first part sounded like what?
The first part sounded like we're watching football.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Bring out the lineup.
Yeah. And you're starting defense.
GVC University.
We are going to do trivia. What does WWW stand for in a website browser?
World Wide Web.
World Wide Web.
World Wide Web.
I like her little worldwide web. That was my middle name in middle school.
What is the name of the largest ocean on Earth?
Who knows that?
Some people did.
Okay. I'm going to say Atlantic.
Incorrect.
Isn't it the Pacific?
The Pacific Ocean.
Was that right?
The Pacific Ocean.
Okay. The Pacific
sorry.
Ocean is
Pacific,
correct.
Pacific.
It reminds me, of the Hannah Montana episode where Jackson dates Sarah, who's like very environmentally.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then he's like, I do recycle. It's called the Pacific Ocean.
The Pacific. I like Shelby's passive aggressive, incorrect.
I was channeling like Billy on the Street, you know?
It's very
wrong. Wrong.
Can you name three elements on the periodic table?
Copper, zinc, and nickel.
Wow.
Oh, my gosh. Iron?
I love it.
Braxton's, like, taken aback. I can see his hand on his chest.
is lithium one? Salt? We're redacting salt. Potassium?
Hydrogen, oxygen, mercury. What year did we land on the moon?
1969.
Were they right?
1960. Oh, the periodic table was correct.
On 1969.
And then there you go.
On 1967 or 68.
62?
No.
That was wrong.
1970. No. What is the name of the world's largest desert?
Don't even
desert?
Guess anymore.
What was the name of the what?
World's largest desert.
Desert. These are incredibly difficult.
Okay,
not
listen.
Confused with dessert.
Sorry. Yes.
Not
but
confused with
like,
dessert.
Yeah. I only know the Sahara Desert, and I know that it's the largest desert on... in the world.
Ooh, on
it's
Earth?
Like the only desert I know about.
It's like in the world. It's the only one. And like same with Pacific Ocean. Yeah, there's like the Atlantic, whatever. But for some reason, I just know that Pacific Ocean is like the largest.
Thank you.
Period.
Public schools. Seguin. Hey.
Sahara.
The Mojave Desert?
Like who incorrect. Knows the Mojave Desert? Sahara. Seriously
Casey
though.
Bowes.
Yeah, she's been waiting to say that. She's just
also,
like...
I thought it was pronounced Majive.
correct. Where is Pearl Harbor?
Wait, what was correct?
Oh, someone after that said Sahara.
Okay.
Word.
Where is Pearl Harbor?
Hawaii.
Hawaii.
Hawaii?
It's pronounced Hawaii. Hawaii.
Hawaii.
How many bones do you have in your body?
152.
No.
Shelby like so Googled like the hardest trivia questions.
Actually, I think all of these came
effort.
From me,
yeah,
right?
I was like, those are like Sherry and Carly.
How many bones you have in your body?
Everyone knows it's 206.
No,
no
I,
not everyone
no,
knew.
Not everyone.
No.
Gosh, 256.
Negative. 265. Incorrect.
Moving on.
Three. No.
Three.
I think it's like 206. Correct.
Okay, who said three?
There's
look
like
you.
That's how many
or
like
or she said 133. I don't know.
133. We'll give her 133.
Yeah.
Stripes are on the American flag.
Is it 32?
Who said that?
No, it's 13.
Justin?
13?
Yeah, it's Justin.
He said 32?
Yeah.
I'm very disappointed.
Better repeat
yeah,
that
Kevin,
grade.
Kevin gave him some hard time for that. Mm-hmm.
13 original colonies. Shout them, scout them, tell all about them. One by one, you'll be giving the something to every. I don't know where okay. she's at now.
Original colonies, man.
Oh, yeah.
Where was the Declaration of Independence signed?
The bottom.
Philadelphia,
Pennsylvania.
Correct.
Correct.
All right, we're going to go into some GVC questions. How many board members do we have?
Like 11? No. Is it 11?
Yes. 12.
Is no, it 11?
11.
10.
11.
No.
13?
No. No.
It's 11.
What is GVC's mascot?
Carly.
They get demerits. It was laughable.
Oh, it's... The voltage guy.
What is the
answer? Voltage guy. Louis the lightning bug.
Yeah.
Thor. That's our mascot?
Louis.
I thought that was like a universal mascot.
No.
Kind of. Just let it be.
Okay.
I can't Yellow. Remember. I can't
Louis the lightning bug.
There we go.
Yeah. Louis the lightning bug.
What? Don't know his name.
Who was that?
That was Kevin.
That was my favorite.
Yeah.
What? Why do I say what? What way? I'm sorry.
What does BTM stand for at GVC?
Beyond the meter.
Beyond the meter.
Beyond the meter.
What is GVC's signature color?
Red.
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 How many square miles are in our electric territory?
It's like 3,000.
That was a good guess.
No.
Like 13.
No.
No.
1,500? Tap out.
Okay, tap it's 3,500 square miles.
Wow.
Pass.
What is GVC's birthday, or how old is GVC?
It was in 1938. Beautiful.
Okay, so what day or a month? No. Okay, do you know the month or day?
My guess, because I don't know, would be May.
Very wrong.
How would we know
1938?
This?
I don't know.
Correct. In the history. Do you know what month?
I teach it every Monday to new employees. Thank
yeah, it's
you
in
very
the history
much.
Book.
December 2nd, 1938. Thank you.
Thank
December
you,
Carly. December 2nd, 1938. That's what GVC was founded?
December 2nd, 1938 is when we were founded.
Wow.
In the Montelia BB area.
The more you know. Good job, Carly.
Thank you, Gunnar.
December 2nd.
Pass.
How about the month?
July.
No, December. Thank you, guys.
I was so aggressive with that last one. So
no.
Sad.
Incorrect.
March.
Okay, can we talk about how they chose the hardest elements on the periodic table? There's
like,
literally a song that goes with it.
It's like,
what's the song?
Hydrogen and helium, lithium, beryllium. But I would have chosen like hydrogen, helium.
Oxygen.
Oh, I guess Braxton did say lithium. That one's kind of easy. But like mercury, who thinks of mercury as an element?
Nickel.
Nickel.
Zaxanium.
Well, at first I was like, oh, here's a hard question. And I asked Kevin, who's a lineman, and then he like immediately answered. I was like, oh, wait.
He rattled them off, man.
Well, it's what I guess because like they deal with a lot of elements. And I'm like, oh, that makes sense.
Yeah. So I, one of my favorite answers to that was whenever somebody questioned that our colors are red.
Right.
Everything we own is red.
Like it was so easy that it must be a trick question.
Right.
Yeah.
I guess it could easily be like white or black, but like boring.
Red.
Red.
So that was Shelby's. She went around the offices asking trivia questions. Myself. And Sherry and Carly. Carly went around asking, finished the lyric songs. Oh, yeah. Sherry went around asking movie quotes. And Gunnar went around asking riddles.
We should have asked how many seconds are in a year.
How many?
525. Oh, no, it's minutes.
Is this another song?
Yes.
Be the people
in order to form a more perfect union. Oh.
That is the music stylings of Shelby and Carly. Stay tuned for our album coming out, dropping June 2023.
Next year.
Cool, man. Good job, guys.
Yeah.
Fun stuff.
Sherry, you did your own round of questions too, correct?
I did.
What were they?
I was finished the movie quote. So we have some iconic movie lines, and I quiz some folks in the Gonzalez office and a couple out of the Quero office.
All right, new recording. Here I am with Jerry Krueger, technical services
Johnson.
Technician. One of our longest tenured employees at that, 48 years?
48 and a half.
Wow.
Okay, so I will ask you a movie quote. You finish the line From The Godfather Part 2, keep your friends close.
And your enemies by your side.
I like that answer.
I like it.
I think the official answer is, but your enemies closer.
I can be by your side.
I don't really know. It's for you, Ida. Here we are with Ida. This is the movie quote. My mama always says that alligators are ornery because they got all them teeth.
Ain't got no toothbrush.
Ding, ding, ding. Winner.
Thank you, Jay. Woo!
So this DJ Gonzalez, tell me your official title.
Lineman here at the Gonzalez office.
Perfect. Okay, finish the line. Nobody puts baby...
in the corner.
In the corner. Got it. Good job. For a bonus... bonus. What does she say when she walks in and she says, I carried a...
watermelon.
Man, he knows his stuff.
I didn't know that.
Hidden talents.
No, thank you.
Blake Cox, lineman out of the Gonzalez office.
Do you feel lucky?
Punk. Kid.
There you go. I think it's well, do ya. E.T.
Phone home.
Got it.
Phone home.
And, well, the name of the movie is in the thing right there.
Phone home.
That was so good.
If you build it,
they will come.
Actually says he will come.
Misquoted.
Get off the way.
Field of dreams. Yes.
Say field of dreams.
Field of dreams.
Leave that in there.
That's 3 points for DJ. I don't know how sensitive this microphone is.
Say field of dreams.
Yeah, I don't really know what these points are going to get you either, so... GBEC bucks.
We should implement that, like HEB bucks.
Later this
you
month.
Can use them yeah. towards the snacks in the break room.
That's actually a great idea.
Yeah, it's not bad.
We HR, just a million go. Dollar idea. Oh, I Ooh, guess, I yeah, like Sherry, that's on you.
Sherry?
Sorry.
We're going to leave chaos. Your comment in there.
Which one?
Say field of dreams.
That's awesome.
That was so funny.
Say it. Who sent you? I'm just kidding. Moving on. So who was that, Sherry? What office was that?
That was in Gonzales. So we had Jerry Krueger, Ida Herrera, Blake Cox, DJ Gonzales, and Brant Philippus.
I like that guy who finished the Dirty Harry quote. Punk.
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 I think that was Blake. Very on brand, yeah. That's for sure.
That's
I like DJ. He was, there was no hesitation on finishing his movie quotes.
Right.
Good job. Walk. Is that Walk?
Gonzalez.
Gonzalez. Good job, Gonzalez.
Now from Cuero.
We don't know if this. Here's more of Sherry's.
Andrea Jimenez, and I'm a customer service representative at the Cuero office.
All right. So.
Shout out for Cuero.
Cuero.
Okay, are you a Mean Girls fan?
I have watched it.
Yes.
She's a Mean Girls fan.
Okay, well, she'll probably get this one because yeah. It doesn't mean a lot to me, this quote, but here we go.
Also leave that in there.
Sherry with the pure honesty. I hope you know
her.
This movie because it means jack squat to me. Right, continuing.
Yeah. Four for you, Glenn Coco.
I don't know.
You go, Glenn Coco.
For you, Glenn Coco.
Okay.
You go, Glenn Coco.
That'll tell us if she's a real fan or not. All right, here's the one from Dirty Dancing. Nobody puts baby
in the back seat in the corner.
Wait,
but baby is supposed to go in the back seat.
Put her up front.
Here is one from Dirty Harry. All right, Clint Eastwood. Mm-hmm. So, do you feel lucky?
Tonight?
Oh, God.
I think the ones where they're incorrect Quero. Are the freaking funniest.
What are you doing, Quero? Sherry's over here crying.
So funny.
That's all I got.
Oh, good. Awesome. I didn't do too bad.
You did great.
Good job, Quero. I didn't do too bad.
Carly's like, I disagree.
I think she got maybe one or two.
Don't put baby in the back seat. Put her in the
That's
trunk.
Where you're supposed
hey,
to
you know this movie because I don't care about it at all. Oh, God.
It means nothing to me. Right. Period.
I feel nothing.
Punk.
Who was that again?
Andrea Jimenez.
In Quero.
Yes.
I'll let you cry. She does have feelings.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
out of hand.
My name's Kaylee. I'm a CSR in the Quero office.
It was painful.
All right.
Painful. It was painful.
Quero.
Punk.
So, my mama says the alligators are ornery because they got all those teeth.
All right, sorry. Do you foster?
Don't know what it is. Do you know that one?
I dropped the phone.
Do you know that one?
From the water boy.
Yes. Okay.
I know the movie, but I cannot remember.
They're ornery because they have all those teeth and no toothbrushes.
She got the movie right. Good job. After Sherry fell.
Hey, Charlie. I'm the king of the
world.
Yes. Bingo from Titanic. You did great. Good job.
Thank
I was
you.
Didn't keep track of your points, so I can't really tell you.
100.
There it is.
Quero gets 1,000 GBEC bucks. Good job, Quero.
It's like Hogwarts houses.
Thank you, Sherry. Those were hilarious. And you're such a
My
trooper.
Pleasure.
You fell and you continued the interview.
The show must go on.
The show must go on. She's in a sling right now.
All right. And next up, I went to Shirts in Lavernia to quiz them on their music knowledge. Let's see.
Oh, they had a finished alert.
Yes.
Correct. That is correct, Gunner.
That is correct, Gunner.
Thank you. I get 4 GVC bucks.
Okay. What is your name?
Desiree.
And what's your title and what office are you in?
Customer service rep and shirts.
Are you ready?
Yes.
Love it.
Yes.
Okay.
Wayne.
If you want my future, forget my past.
Forget my past. If you wanna get with me, better make it last.
Beautiful. Yeah, that was good.
Good job.
The next one. You miss 2 classes and no homework, but your teacher preaches class like you're some kind of jerk.
Your mama. Dude, your mama.
Mom's
you missed 2 classes and no homework. Your teacher preaches class like you're some kind of jerk. It's that lyric, or you gotta fight for your right to party.
Really? Yes.
Nice.
Yes.
Good
beautiful.
Comeback.
We got there. It's good.
Amanda Hutchinson, customer service representative, Lavernia office.
Okay, so next question. The best thing about being a woman.
Oh, I can answer this one. Just kidding.
Go
moving
for
on.
It.
Moving on.
Shania Twain.
Silence is deafening.
Wrong.
Wrong.
Is she just like walk away?
She was sitting right in front of me.
Thinking.
Gosh.
Okay, let's try this one. I've got sunshine on a cloudy day. When it's cold outside. I got the month of May. Yes, you Woo. Did it. Good job.
She came back.
Good job.
Good job, Amanda. Way to come back. Like, literally come back to the interview.
Like, literally, she left when Shania Twain came in the room.
Justin Cook. I am a warehouse out of the shirts office.
You had to think about
He's a warehouse?
I know. I'm like, no, I don't know what that
Did
means.
You hear his pause? I was like, just keep going.
I am a warehouse.
We are the whole warehouse.
So, first challenge. Are you ready?
Always.
His palms are sweaty, knees weak, arms are heavy.
This vomit on his sweater already. Mom's spaghetti. He's nervous without the service. He looks calm and ready to drop bomb. But he keeps on forgetting what he wrote down. The whole crowd goes so loud. He opens his mouth, but the words won't come out. He's choking now. Everybody's something. I don't know that part.
That's okay.
That's good. Impressive.
Good. That was amazing.
We almost did a rap battle, so maybe next
Great.
Time we will.
Balls of fire. Yeah.
Hold me closer, tiny dancer.
Hold me closer, tiny dancer.
Whoa.
I have to, like, I don't know that one.
That's okay. That one's kind of hard.
No, it's not.
Please hold.
What was Wait, it?
Please hold.
It's Count the Headlights on the Highway.
There you go.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Next one. Sweet Home, Alabama, Where the Skies Are So Blue.
Where the skies are so blue.
Justin Cook, Sweet what's up, man?
Sweet Home, Alabama.
Keeps going.
Lord, I'm coming home to you.
Right. Beautiful. Next one. Oops, I did it again.
I played with your heart.
Oh, my.
Got lost in the game.
Going.
Oh, baby, baby.
Yes, 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 yes. You did it, Justin. You were in college working part-time waiting tables.
You were in college,
working
part-time, waiting tables. Left a small town, never looked back.
He keeps going.
Beautiful.
That's oh, I thought he kept going.
No, who? What song was that?
Yeah, I have no idea.
Taylor Swift. Oh gosh.
You don't know him either.
I don't know him either. Justin Cook, bro. Good job,
come
man.
Come on our podcast.
Killed
man.
It.
He will definitely be invited to the rap battle.
I've never heard a warehouse sing so great. Justin Cook.
Roasted.
Oh, show. Locking it down. Good job, Justin. What office? Good.
WTG. Shirts.
Shirts. Good job.
I'm Stephanie Harper. I am a customer service representative, and I'm in the Lavernia office.
Okay, so the first one is, bye-bye, American Pie. Drove my
Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry.
Yes, that was it. You got it. I got friends in low places.
Where the whiskey drowns and the beer chases my blues away, and I'll be okay.
Yes, that's you. You got it.
Thank you very much, Carly, for going out to Lavernia and Shirts and having them finish the lyric.
You're very welcome, Gunner.
20 GVC bucks. I was very lazy and stayed around the Seguin office, literally walked 10 feet.
So lazy.
And interviewed members of IT, GIS, and our lovely CSRs and HR.
All right, we're here in the Seguin office with Thomas Bell.
Okay, like I was pulling through a major head cold. So I sound like a lizard, like just horrible.
All right, we're here in the Seguin office with Thomas Bell. He is a network access engineer. What month of the year has 28 days?
February.
That's partially right. Is that your final answer?
Yeah.
The answer is all of them. Hey-o! Thank you very much, Thomas. I appreciate it. All right, we're here in Seguin with Tech Allison Taylor, who says she's not playing. But I'm already in here, so there's nothing you can do about it. We're going to ask her a riddle. Allison, you ready for this?
I'm ready.
All right, Allison. She's a team player. Team player. A plane crashes on the border. Where do you bury the survivors?
You don't bury survivors.
First try. Congratulations, Allison.
Thanks.
Thank you for playing. Appreciate it. All right, I'm here in the Seguin office with Sarah Martin and Tammy Guthrie. Y'all ready to answer a riddle? It's super simple. What month of the year has 28 days?
February.
Both of them with February, which is incorrect. The correct answer is all of them. Thank you for playing.
Oh my gosh.
Thank you guys. Appreciate it. All right, still in the Seguin office with Seguin CSR, Allison Leha. How are you doing, Allison?
I'm nervous.
You ready to do this riddle?
Yes.
All right. Super easy riddle. Super simple. What goes up but never goes back down?
What goes up but never goes back down?
Yeah, if you want to jump in, come on.
Phone a friend? Yes. Okay, guys. Phone a friend. Any ideas?
Oh. Okay. What goes up but doesn't come down?
But yes. Doesn't come down.
That's killing.
10 seconds.
They're
your ego. No.
My ego's always up, but yes.
That's true.
It never comes down.
Say anything.
Oh, I don't know.
Your age. Hey-o. Oh,
good.
Thank
reaction.
You for playing.
Allie left the interview too. She walked outside and came back. Good job, Allie.
The silence.
All right, still in the Seguin office with CSR Kirsten Martinez. Okay. A cowboy rides into town on Friday, stays for 3 days, then leaves on Friday. Okay. How did he do it?
The horse's name was Friday.
Hey, good job. See, you guys are cheating. I have to reread it. That gives you more time. You guys stalk. All right, good job, Seguin CSRs. Appreciate it.
Yeah, no.
We're here in the Seguin office with Jordan Norris. He is a level 1 GIS technician. All right, man, first one. The more there is, the less you see. What am I?
Less I see.
Like whispering. It's
this is a short podcast, man.
what did you say?
I have to come.
He goes, this is a short podcast, man.
He's all, the more there is.
I like it.
Okay, hold on.
Come back to this then.
Okay, so we got Henrietta over here chomping at the bit. She thinks she knows the answer. What is it, Henrietta?
Like clouds or fog?
Darkness. Hey, that was a pretty good answer, though.
I feel like it's kind of right, though, yeah. So I'm kind of...
She's, little hen.
She's like, I don't care what your answer is. I feel like this is right.
That was clever. Wrong. I like that.
All right, still in the GIS department, we got manager.
He's a manager.
We have manager Braxton Land. Who's? What'd you just say, man? You don't mean to brag, but...
Oh, I'm super good at riddles.
All right, we'll see about that. What is that given one you'll have either two or none? Bro, a choice, yes. Henrietta from the
choice.
From the rafters got this one.
All right, a choice. Now edit it. So
it's even better. Here with the Marcom team and Sagin, we got Tesha, Rob, Joe, and Jared. You guys ready for these riddles?
No.
Yeah.
Rob said no. Bye, Rob.
Oh my God.
I'm gonna go to this side. All right, this one's a good one. This one's gonna require some thinking power. You ready? I'm a five-letter word, but when you add two letters, I become shorter. What word am I? Tesha saying no, backing up away from me. Joe over here thinking incredibly hard.
One more time. Yeah.
Yep. Short.
Short. There you go. Good job.
Well, there you go.
See, Tesha didn't even try.
One. All right. Thank you guys and Sagin for letting me interview you for those riddles.
This was a fun one. I really enjoyed making this podcast with you guys. Don't forget, we have a special message from Darren Shower following this, so please stay tuned. Thank you guys very much. Bye.
And
bye. Cut.
Bye. Peace. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Happy birthday.
And now a word from Mr. Darren Shower.
I hope y'all enjoyed the podcast. I just wanted to take this time to stop and say thank you for all the work that each of you have done in 2022 to make this a successful year. You are the ones that ensure that the lights shine bright over the Guadalupe Valley. And I thank you for all that you have done in empowering the people and communities that we serve. On behalf of the GVC Board of Directors and myself, I want to wish all of you a Merry Christmas and a happy holiday season. I hope it is all what you hope for and wish for. I hope you have opportunities to be with family and friends, and take some time off just to relax and enjoy this time of year. So on behalf of GVC Board and myself, we wish you a Merry Christmas and a happy holiday season.
If you enjoyed listening to this episode or have ideas on how we can make this podcast more interesting, just email gvecunplugged@gvec.org with your feedback. Be sure to subscribe to the GVEC Unplugged podcast on Spotify, Apple, Google, or Overcast to be notified when new episodes are released. Take care of each other, GVEC team, and stay safe till next time.